Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Rick Macon of the King Ranch Institute out of Texas A&M. Back with Rick in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy, drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Rick Macon of the King Ranch Institute at Texas A&M out of Kingsville spoke at a recent ranching summit held by K-State, and he talked with the producers there about a systems approach to ranch management. And he explains what he means by that particular concept.
The whole systems approach actually comes, and that technology was developed at MIT years ago, and it's nothing more than looking at the big picture and appreciating all the parts, but not just looking at the big picture and appreciating the parts, but trying to strive and understand as best we can how those parts interact and how they relate to each other.
So with that in mind, Rick, how does that apply back to our beef cattle operations?
The key parts are those, all the big pieces that we know about. So, you know, natural resource management, managing the forage, managing the cattle, and the preventative herd health, nutrition, reproduction, all those big parts. Those are the things that we focused on for a long time. But, you know, maybe this year, weaning weights. We've had great rainfall through the whole Great Plains. Maybe weaning weights are up 50 pounds. Maybe that's a function of rainfall. Maybe it's a function of nutrition, genetics, maybe a combination of all those. But at the same time, many of us are experiencing greater supplemental feed costs. Maybe our breed back's not quite as good on those second, third year cows as we've experienced in the past. And so we ask those questions in a systems approach. What's happening right now? What has happened in the recent past? And then most importantly, why are these events happening? And it's there when we begin to answer the why, it's there that we begin to find leverage where we can make small changes that'll have a sustainable long-term impact.
And Rick, while we often talk about things that are going bad, it's probably a good idea to also be considering when things go really good, understanding what's going on there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Oftentimes we want to focus on the negative. Well, profit's down, costs are up. But the flip side of that is when things go right, we need to always look back and say, why? What did we do right? What do we need to do to keep that going in the positive direction and sustain that momentum in that direction that we've in fact created?
And during his presentation at the Ranching Summit, Rick Macon showed how you can use systems thinking in situations like drought.
How do I mitigate risk that's associated with drought? We've known this for a long time, but the systems dynamic actually puts it in front of us in black and white, and it all comes back in that case. It comes back to stocking rate. And if we use a moderate stocking rate over a long period of time and don't try to push that resource to the edge every year, then we know that's one of the interventions that we can infect relative to mitigating the risk associated with drought.
Rick Macon says when it comes to today's ranch operations, the linchpin for being successful as much as anything in all likelihood is handling those stocking rates correctly.
When we're dealing with these forage environments, natural resource environments, and forage is the primary substrate from which we produce beef, stocking rate is absolutely key. It is a huge decision. If we get that right over a long period of time, it will result in sustainability. If we get it wrong, as Trey pointed out, and we try to wring too much out of that forage resource, inevitably we're going to lose productivity in the long term.
Rick Macon from the King Ranch Institute. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. They'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com, see the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop sale, Monday, October 24th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.